go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Did you get that thing all down?
All down?
Yeah, did you get it all down?
All down. You talking about the oil change?
Yeah.
So why don't you just say that? I mean, what the fuck?
Hey, it's how it started. Shout out. Hey, I don't know if G-Jizzle is up, though. We supposed to do an episode together. This is how it started, for people that don't know. We talking about, like, the journey, the actual journey through, like, your love journey. You know where it started from. See, from a guy's standpoint, I have to... Damn, my bad. From a guy's standpoint, like, it's just a different journey than little girls. And maybe that's what Gigi was supposed to be here for. And technically, I didn't call her, so it's not her fault. But I'm going to blame it on her anyway. I'm just rolling right now. But you start as a child, right? In your single digits, 9 times out of 10... you're going to have a crush on somebody. And most likely, it's either going to be a teacher or it's going to be a celebrity. Whether it's an actress, an R&B artist, or a rapper. But you're going to have a crush on somebody. For me, it was Vanity out the gate. Vanity. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of, it was a lot of 80s and 70s. You know what I'm saying? A lot of 80s and 70s, going back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So Pam Grier, strong, easy Pam Grier, right? So you see where I'm going with that. And then you got the girl at elementary. You got the girl at elementary and you just stare at her. The Wood was the most accurate movie of all time that described that. Like, you do a lot of staring. You do a lot of staring because you don't have no game, bro. You ain't got no game. You ain't got no game in elementary. You know what I'm saying? It's like you straight to the point. You playing with action figures. You know what I'm saying? She got the Barbies. Y'all playing house, okay? G.I. Joe married out the gate to Barbie. Different types of Barbie. Interracial. It's a lot of that going on because you got so many different. She got so many different type of Barbies. You can't really sit through the tea set, but you fuck with the. You know what I'm saying? And you how is it that like G.I. Joe, you know, Batman, Superman, like why they gotta go to work? They always gotta get in the car and go to work. Niggas never knew where your action figures worked at. You never knew. Where you never knew where Hulk Hogan worked at. You knew he was a wrestler, but you was married to Barbie, but you had to go to work, but you never knew where that job was at. You don't know if you was working with Homer, huh? You don't know if you working with Space Ghost. You don't know what's going on. Back then, we had Cabbage Patch Kids. You know what I'm saying? Lunch Pail. Wild. Remember Archie? Remember the Archie book and cartoon? Throwback shit, man. Yeah, but you get your first crush over there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We talking about fourth, fifth grade, that's when it really kick up. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get to middle school, it's a whole totally different monster. Whole totally different monster. Now you got to go talk to the girls because you dancing with them. And you got to know how to dance because you going to these house parties. And that girl you got a crush on, we'll go a little, because the notes, that's when the notes start. Like, niggas, before text messaging, notes, nigga. And you know how you get a blocked text message back in the 80s and the 90s? Nigga, that note get intercepted. It don't make it to the other person. you press send, and that motherfucker, especially if you're doing it in class, because in class, that's when the most intimate notes came from in class, because you had to sneak. You had to sneak, and then before you even get the team, nigga, you gotta practice. When you send, or if you receive, do you like me? Check yes or no. For you desperate niggas, some of y'all put maybe, and that's crazy how y'all. That was smart how y'all played that. I like how you did that. But the real OGs know, nigga, it was, do you like me? Yes or no? Because now we go together. Going together was a thing. Nigga, it was some strong relationships in middle school. Remember the essays? Remember the essay couple that been together all through middle school? Them niggas stay scamming, fool. Kissing by the locker, holding hands. These niggas show up to the party. It's like these niggas are Siamese twins. You know that couple. You know that. That's love, right? That's puppy love right there at its finest. I'm talking about puppy love. These niggas is in love. We talking about nigga falling asleep on a phone in middle school. But the time was pushed up. Like you probably got to like 11, maybe, on the weekend. Get off my phone after that. But during the weekday, them phone calls got to stop by at least 7 or 8. If your parents is like that, you see what I'm saying? And it's that, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy want to dance with you, it's that era. If you had a girlfriend in middle school, it was something. You was on to something. Like you're in the training wheel process. You know what I'm saying? Like you going by what you see, whether it's in your own household, in your environment, or it's off of TV, right? Like you just going off of what you see. You don't have any experience. You know what I'm saying? This is like a camp. You know what I'm saying? Like you got, dog, a lot of niggas in that no rhythm. So niggas was showing up to that party getting exposed. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. And it was a lot of pressure. We was checking niggas' tags back then. Let me see if that Tommy Hilfiger is real. Let me see if that polo that chaps. Let me see. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Especially if a nigga walked in with the iceberg. If you walked in with any iceberg, niggas was checking the tags. Niggas was checking those tags. Okay? Platinum, FUBU, checking those tags, nigga. Like I said, Tommy Hilfiger, Old Navy was cracking. Those Old Navy fleece, middle school favorites. Even though some schools, like in L.A., because of the gang culture, we couldn't wear no hats to school at a certain point, right? Once we got to high school, we was kind of cool. They regulated for a little bit, but in high school, we couldn't wear no hats because everything was gang affiliated when it came to baseball caps. But the other thing was a lot of these middle schools and very few high schools adopted the uniforms. So when I was at Bethune, I went to Bethune Middle School. Well, I went to Walton in Compton for like a semester or something. I was supposed to go to Roosevelt in Compton, but my mom didn't want me to go to that ghetto ass school. So she was like, Walton. And I had to walk 13 blocks. I stayed across the street from Compton Community College. And I had to walk a total of 26 blocks total, 13 there, 13 back to my middle school. We used to pass dead dogs on Greenleaf all the time. And I had a fight there. I told y'all about that fight, but whatever. You see certain girls, dog, in middle school, and it's like someone be looking older than, you know, because middle school out here around my time was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. You got scrubs, and I don't know what they call the 7th or the 8th graders. You know what I'm saying? But I know when you was coming in, it was calling you a scrub or whatever. Yeah, a lot of house parties. Like, I probably went to more middle school, high school parties. I mean, middle school parties than high school parties. And I went to a gang of house parties. But, you know, once you got to high school, which we get into the next level, stay with me on this journey. when we got to high school, those house parties were different because now we had to, it's different. Like, it's a different type of squabble. You know what I'm saying? Keep in mind, the gang culture is filtered all through this. Is you're not getting away from it, and it plays a pivotal role in how we moved and how we partied and our PTSD, because every house party that we went to in LA, nigga, is a neighborhood. It's a hood. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we either going up, oh, my niggas, Pyrus is over here, or 6-0's is over here. Oh, this is 40s. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you over here with the rolling 20s. Like, it's, everything is shaking, it's moving, right? And you ever had interest in one of the girls who had heavy gang ties, whether it was in her family, like her brother cousins and shit like that. Hey, yo, some of the finest females, some of the finest in middle school / high school, nigga, had gang banging as brothers and cousins, nigga. You think Stacy was bad? From the wood, nigga, no. He was like from the scale to 1 through 5, he was on a four. You don't want to see the fives though. You don't want to see the niggas that just niggas fight. Those are the ones, nigga, that do shit for no reason at all. Like, fuck it, nigga. You know, ain't no consideration, no none of that. Them niggas just set tripping. And when we got to high school, now them crushes is different. Because when you go together in high school, nigga, technically that's your first marriage. Because think of how many people, they high school sweetheart. That's what they call it. This is your first marriage. This is when girls go through quinceañera. You see what I'm saying? Like, this, niggas go through puberty. It's here. Niggas is growing beards and mustaches and shit like that. And niggas is extra musty. Hormones is going crazy now. You going, the phone calls, it has extended because now you 16, 17, 18, you know what I'm saying? Years old. And well, you know, 14, 15, that's pre-ball game. And then 16, 17, that's peak right there. Especially like that 17. That's it. That's the year. You know what I'm saying? That's the year where those phone calls extend to, you know, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And that's on a night that we didn't go out. That's on a night that we didn't go to Zakiya party. You know what I'm saying? That's the night that we don't go out. We not headed to the mall, to the movies. We not going to the South Bay Galleria. You know what I'm saying? Or Delamo. Niggas was going to the Lama. I was on a mission. Cause that's different type of girls over there. We used to see in high school, we used to go to the South Bay Galleria because they had a movie theater. And plus they had all the store lids, Eddie Bauer. You know what I'm saying? And then they had the gang junction that kicked in where no matter if you gangbang or not, it you couldn't have more than two or three people in a group walking together, they'll split you up. They'll literally have police and security in the theater. I mean, in the theater and in the mall. And they'll be like, break it up. So we could be together. We can be 9 deep, but it's got to be 5 different groups. You know what I'm saying? To break us up. And if we ignore it and they catch us on multiple occasions walking together, then we get a fine. Yeah, a gang junction. But yeah, South Bay Galleria, Delamo Mall. The West Side Pavilion was a low keyer, you know, and that's where you used to take a lot of girls to West Side Pavilion because for one, it's in the, you know, it's a nice, safer area, closer to Westwood, you know, not too far from UCLA, and it was just a low keyer. They didn't really have any like dope. I mean, they had some stores, but it wasn't like Fox Hill. Fox Hill, that's our flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the main, that's our dope, that's the culture mall. I mean, that was, it's changed, I would say that. But that's where the culture was going. That's right next to Ladera Heights. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's us right there. Next to Culver City. You know what I'm saying? So it's like right there, you know? You right there by like I said, Ladera Heights and Baldwin Hills. You know, it's right there, the Black Beverly Hills. And then you got, like I said, the Lama Mall. That's a, you know, that's like one of our top expensive ones, you know, expensive malls. And then you got the Beverly Center and shit like that. A lot of celebrities shop at, you know, towards that one because, you know, you got Melrose right down the street, Sunset, all that is over there. And yeah, man, high school, the high school girls, you got a crush on a cheerleader or, you know, you just... There's so many, and then there's girls that you grew to have a crush on, like late. You probably went to elementary with them or middle school with them, and they all, you know, they still rocking with you in high school and stuff like that. And for, you know, almost 8, 9, 10, 11 years being around them and being in school with them, you never looked at them at that way until you do. And then it's just, it's different. Now you on some ghetto Dawson Creek shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, high school. That's high school dating and love. Like, that's your first marriage. That's your first arranged marriage. It was going down. Yeah, niggas knew. Niggas, property. Y'all belong to each other. And y'all play Mariah Carey. Yes. Do-do-do. No, dude, you was due to that. Yo, y'all go to Magic Mountain together. Oh, you niggas, that was matching. The matching J's? We talking about the matching J's couple. Tommy Hilfiger matching ass niggas. Platinum FUBU matching ass niggas. She wore Miyoshi. Remember Mecca? Huh? Eniche or NYC, whichever you want to call it. You tell me. You tell me. Like I said, Eddie Bauer. Niggas was rocking the Eddie Bauer canvas. I had the beige ones, and I had the beige ones. I forgot the beige ones, and did I have some gray ones? Or some blue ones? I had some blue ones. They had two styles, too. I like the OG ones. I like the OG ones that look like Vans. They were similar to Vans or whatever. And then they changed them to more of a preppy look with the dragonfly on them or some shit like that. Keon and Vail know what I'm talking about because we was at Eddie Bauer. Like, if Eddie Bauer had a coat, nigga, we was in that motherfucker. Oh, yeah, nigga. Me, even. See, but Vail didn't. We didn't wear the same shoe size. But niggas ain't gonna talk about that high school closet. Maybe I should ask some more because that sounds wild. So pause on that one. But the fashion closet. Jesus Christ, gotta clean that up. I gotta clean that up. But the fashion closets, nigga, like, I go shopping. We all went school shopping. Niggas was, hey, remember when y'all niggas was wearing Dada? Some of y'all niggas is nasty for that. And that's including me. But niggas would go school shopping. And what we called it back then was gear. Niggas was fresh with the gear. You know what I'm saying? So, I know y'all niggas is laughing. For all you niggas that's not from California laughing at my accent right now, I know niggas is laughing. How we say car. Get in a core. Hey, but look, yeah. So, like I said, the name brand shit was big. Niggas used to check tags and stuff like that. But when you, if you was in a relationship or about time, what time did you get on the freeway? Oh, shit. What time did you leave? What time did you leave? What time did she get there? Oh, not too long afterward? What's that package? You got, who is it? My name? All right. Okay. Where was I at? What did y'all do in high school? Where was y'all going when y'all was dating in high school? The movies. The beach, and where else? Did y'all have any house parties? And then where y'all dancing? Tell the truth. No dancing. Well, was y'all dancing with the twerkers? Oh, okay, that's cool. We was dancing with the twerkers too. Yes, I was since. from 19, let me see. I probably had my first twerk dance in 94, 95. Something like that, 94, 95. And it never stopped. I mean, till this day, my wife twerks on me at parties. So there you have it. But that's your first marriage in high school. And now this is when it get tested. Emotionally battle tested, my nigga. Because now we moving on to the college years. And this is when it gets real crazy, because now the world has access to you. See, before in elementary, middle school, and high school, and even high school to a certain degree, because if you was a popular sports athlete, then you got a little bit of taste of fame outside your high school. But if you just a regular smuggler like myself, then your popularity did not really extend outside of your high school like that. Maybe, you know, niggas knew you. I had homies at Crenshaw, had homies at Dorsey. Did I have niggas at Dorsey? We don't know. But both of those are my rivals. So, yeah, you know how that is. I married a Dorsey Don. And my ex-wife went to Crenshaw. Would you look at that? I'm just a West Side. I was slaying the West. Okay, I'm just playing. Anyhow, you in the college era, right? And that's different because you got niggas coming from all over the world, not just this country, from everywhere. It was a lot of Ethiopians that was going to Northridge. If y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't, because I haven't finished the Northridge stories. But let me tell you. Hey, it was going down. You had niggas from everywhere. Niggas from San Diego, Oakland. Niggas from New York. Niggas from Miami. These niggas was coming from Nebraska, Idaho. You know, it's like different walks of life. When you have grad night and you go to Disneyland by far is the... You have to do that. That's the best thing ever. This, you have 1,000 schools that is graduating that year on one campus, the Disney campus, right? And it's like I dance with so many girls, and I'm 9 times out of 10, I probably never met any of them after that night. I mean, we collected numbers, we collected moments, memories. We probably remember a few, but nigga, after that day, because, you know, niggas didn't leave Disneyland until about 6 or something like that, because they dropped us off in front of the school before school started. Niggas, I was out there, nigga, clowning in my PJs, nigga. Like, oh, y'all niggas got class right now. Now I'm about to go home, go to sleep. And I had an option to go to class, but I went to sleep, nigga, at home. I stayed like 3 blocks away from my high school walking, yeah. But now you're in college, and that's different type of women's. That's different type, because this is young adulthood. We talking about dorm parties. We talking about clubs. We talking about lounges. We talking about button downs. We talking about Steve Madden's. We talking about button downs, my nigga. We talking about the Usher men's members only coats, nigga. What? What? And you want to talk about elite twerking. You couldn't play it around. Some of y'all was musty. Some of y'all was musty. But it's part of the game. Like, it was musty in there. Niggas had a time. We had a time. Because when that Sean Paul came on, Shay, that dang mess, Shay, that one, that ball. Come on, man. Our era was better than y'all's. But back to it. But these is where the relationships are serious, because there's a lot of sexing going on. It's everybody's a whore. Everybody's walking around slutting it out. They have an elite D1 sex out here. You know about the girl that's bringing back niggas back to the dorm. You know about your homeboy putting a scrunchie around the doorknob. Niggas know what that mean. Niggas took L's and came back with nada. Niggas took L and couldn't call up the backups. The backups had already got called by another nigga. You didn't move fast enough. There was a time limit when relationships ended and then relationships started. This has been my boo since college. We've been knowing each other since college. Or, my last relationship, my college relationship didn't last, because she caught me at the strip club. She caught me there. I was there in the champagne room. Like, what do you want me to do? You see what I'm saying? Because, look, in the college years, there's two levels. There's the introduction, and then there's the lifestyle. The introduction, that's freshman, sophomore. But that lifestyle, that's senior year, this is different. But I'm gonna tell you something. When we get to that lifestyle career, mainly the junior year, that's where niggas gonna play with your emotions. That's where you learn about trust. You're concerned about your feelings and your image. And what are you going, like, because niggas get slapped in the face when we get to your junior and your senior year, because your junior is like, nigga, I'm still hanging in here. It's a lot of niggas that tap out in that freshman year. It's a lot of niggas that tap out in that sophomore year. You get to that junior year, it's like, nigga, why stop? But nigga, I've been getting my ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? But you know you got one more. You got one more year after this. You know what I'm saying? And it's an experiment, my nigga, because you in college, they giving you 4 years to figure out what the fuck you want to do for the rest of your life. Or two things, but we want you to worry about the first one and then come back to school for the second one. And we want you to excel in whatever that is while maintaining your hormones and your feelings with other people in your age bracket. Because when you hit 21, that alcohol, not to say you're not drinking at 18, 19, or 20. Oh, no, niggas is drinking. But now you got the ID. Niggas ain't got to sneak around. And you're cutting off majority of your late teens because the 21 and up clubs start. And now you're in the big leagues because your college career goes into your young adult career. And that's where it gets tricky, because now we're talking about niggas who's seasoned. Now it's competition. Now it's, nigga, where have you been since high school? You see what I'm saying? And that's going to be an annual thing. This is where relationships start. This is where baby mamas and baby daddies start. This is the beginning. This is the first quarter of it. It's dangerous because now you're just thrown into the world at 18, 19. Nigga, you outside and you got responsibilities, and the responsibilities is on you. Your alarm clock ain't at mom's house no more. That safe haven, that protection you felt, the sleep that you was getting, is not there no more because you are a stranger to this new area, even though this is your apartment. But when the lights go off, it's you and some strangers. So now, nigga, go juggle that, what you think you're going to be in life, and a relationship. And let me know how that works, because you around 18, 19, 20s, and 21s, and 22s, and they are floating around at the same time in the same group. It's crazy. So you get into a relationship, and it don't work out because why? Y'all too young to understand what life is. But y'all felt the physical played a very heavy influence on the emotions. And now y'all got a kid and y'all don't like each other. Now y'all niggas is about to be the refurbished couples. Because we're going into young adulthood. This is when you realize I'm at a job that had nothing to do with my major. And you are a single nigga out here. And now it's all about your persona and your status. Because every year, once you get to college, every year after that is what have you done since high school? What have you done? And niggas is checking to see if you still in that relationship. If y'all made it out of high school in a relationship, niggas is checking to see if you still on that. Because every high school had a high school couple that stayed together, or a couple of them. It's a thing. They there. You know what I'm saying? But now, nigga, when you reach that 22 to like 26, those type of relationships, those are relationships that come with Advil, PM. Yep, because y'all trying to figure it out. And it's too much. It's too much. It's a lot. But this is what's about to shape. This is what about to shape y'all emotions in relationships going forward. Because this is where the damaged experience starts. You know? For some, starts in college. And then, you know, for others, it's like after. You know what I'm saying? It's like after college, after the college years. Because the college years last for 5, maybe 6. 6 is pushing it, but definitely 5. Definitely 5. You're going to have a strong 5 years of the college experience, whether you are enrolled or not. After high school, you got another 4. You got 4 to 5 years of the college experience. And it's all going to be different on different levels. That's a fact. And it's harder to keep a relationship, even though you're much more mature than you were. You had a better chance of making it last in middle school than in college. I can almost guarantee those numbers is lopsided. I bet you the relationships in middle school lasted longer than the ones in college. It was too many options. Remember, you was only confined to that elementary. Depending on how much of a distance y'all live between each other, nigga, the only time you was seeing her at school. Or unless, you know, y'all got, yeah, middle school, yeah, we catching the bus. So we seeing each other on the weekend. Or I'm definitely walking that way. Got to walk through some gang territory. But hey, nigga gonna do that to get that kiss and that finger action. That's crazy. That's crazy, because now you may be a kid or two in at this point. You may be double back to the B-moms. Same thing. Your baby daddy still lingering around. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't been in a couple of relationships. One of them got funky between the boyfriend and the baby daddy, and it was something. It was something. Yep, because the baby daddy was jealous. We already know how this goes. You know what I'm saying? Work is, you at a job that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? But you still going out to clubs. You know what I'm saying? Or now it's the heavy on the day parties. You know what I'm saying? Or heavy, the atmosphere changes. You're not in the club where Lil Jon is still active. Nah, it's different. It's different. You go into different type of lounges and stuff like that, restaurants, you know, spending money that you really ain't got, struggling. That's for a fact. You know what I'm saying? And then we get to, man, the late 20s, early 30s. Nigga, that's when, hey, you are in your child's 80s right now. Yep. This is where you start to take the pictures of, you know, you on your dad's lap in the car at the steering wheel like you're driving, but you can't because you never, nobody, whoever, all of us that took a picture with our dad in that car like that could not reach the gas and brake pedal ever. We all have that picture. You either sat in his lap or you was standing up on the seat, whatever the case may be, but you thought you was driving. Everybody, we've all done that one. We've all done. So we are in your kids' 80s. This is where now you, these union jobs or been on the job for 12 years. You know, some stability, you know, co-parenting, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. You going over your daddy's house this weekend type shit, you know. Or, you know, stepmom, stepdad's in the picture now. That type of love. That type of love. You know what I'm saying? Now you with a chick and she already come with two kids. And one of them a teenager. It's always the one of them a teenager. You know what I'm saying? And it's a boy. And the nigga named after his daddy, Lamont. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, or like Kaylin. Yeah, it's gonna be something like that. You know? Yeah, it's different. Now you got to get on the phone. Now you got to get on the phone with your baby mama because now y'all got to go over. Y'all got to go over prom. Y'all got to go over the tickets for the graduation. You know, who going to be able to get the tickets? You see what I'm saying? That's what it is. That we're talking about getting his license. Who car he going to use to practice in so he can get his permit. You know, the Jordans. He want these. Paying fees for the AAU teams. Yep. Yeah, that's what stage you at right now. And then you get to your mid-30s. And that's when you showing up to bars. That's when you showing up to live podcast events. You know what I'm saying? This is when you showing up to like TED Talks and office parties and shit like that, right? From your coworkers, you know, y'all go out and shit. And and you in a relationship. And you in a relationship or not. You moving different, you know. Maybe go to a day party. Maybe. Not going to no clubs. Barely going to lounges. You might go to a lounge every once or twice a year, and that's because somebody threw their 40th birthday party at such and such, and you going. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's your girl cousin, and she, yeah, and you going. Somebody gonna be in there crip walking, Audrey Cat in his 40s, because it's part of our culture. It's just a part of our culture. And, at that point, it's like the dating is different. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going out, you know what I'm saying? She probably, you know, niggas going to like one of them biker clubs or some shit like that. but mid-30s is, like I said, those are we moved in together. We moved in together time. And then we get to the 40s. You get to the 40s. At this point, man, it's like It's like your friends is all over the place. They in different states. Some may be in a different country. Some have just changed their life like crazy, you know. Y'all going to alumni games and having a fellas weekend or a ladies retreat, you know what I'm saying? Meet up with the sorority and going back to homecomings and shit like that, right? Just going to reunions and listening to, you know, the great oldies and shit. You know, shit that y'all was listening to back in the 90s and 80s and 70s and shit, right? Yeah, even niggas going to Fridays and chilling every Friday night. They go to Friday. They shut that one down in Ladera. But that was probably the most popular Fridays we had was the one in Ladera. That motherfucker popping. And they in there. The MILFs, they in there. We talking about kids that's in college, work for UPS, probably got two baby mamas themselves and shit like that. But mom built like MILF status. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, in training to be a cougar. Then you get to your mid-40s and I got to stop because I turned 42. So I'm like halfway. I'll be halfway to the halfway point. And I'll have to just come back and give y'all that episode when I get there. But, yeah, that's your love journey.